A Shorter History of Australia, written by Geoffrey Blainey and read by Humphrey Bauer. About 60,000 years ago, the whole world was cooler. Snow sometimes fell on lands that now boast sunny beaches and mild winters. Of the world's surface, about one quarter was covered with ice. Today, the ice covers a mere tenth. The oceans were lower, and dry hills and plains extended across vast areas, crisscrossed today by shipping routes. The North Sea of today could be walked over with dry feet. Dry land and a few large freshwater lakes occupied what is now the Baltic Sea. The 60 kilometres now separating Asia from North America were not yet covered by the Bering Sea. The first Aborigines came to Australia when the level of the sea was possibly 120 metres lower than it is today. In that epoch, the gap of sea between Asia and Australia was not so wide. Sumatra and Java were joined to Asia by land. Even the island of Bali was part of Asia's landmass, though it lay on the very edge of deep water. The island of Timor was closer to the Australian continent than Tasmania now is. The first Aborigines, so far as is known, came from Asia. They possibly came in a series of short voyages and land treks, spread over many generations. Slowly they leapfrogged their way across the narrow seas and islands, some people presumably settling in Indonesian islands and others finally reaching Australia. There must have been more than one wave of immigrants. The first group probably arrived more than 50,000 years ago, and the last groups came less than 5,000 years ago, each group consisting of small numbers of people who stepped into shallow coastal water from a small raft or canoe. Those first arrivals deserve to be famous in world history, but their names and year of landing are forgotten. Forerunners of Christopher Columbus and James Cook, they had discovered a distinct, habitable continent. There had not been such a discovery in the previous history of mankind, for all members of the human race had hitherto lived on the linked landmass of Asia and Africa and Europe. Even America was uninhabited when these first adventurers reached Australia. New Guinea and Australia formed a continuous land, and indeed, the discoverers were more likely to have come ashore near the western side of the present New Guinea than in present-day Australia. A map of that big continuous land, when it was first occupied by Aborigines, would not be recognisable to our eyes. For much of the human history of Australia, the coastline lay far from the present beaches and capes. The rivers, the Swan and Yarra, Brisbane and Burdekin, ran through their present valleys but were longer, flowing far beyond the points where they now enter the sea. At that distant time, nearly all of the islands that lie within 60 kilometres of today's coast were joined to land. No boat was needed to reach Tasmania.